I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. I've heard quoted in the name of Rav Henkin, one of the great poskim who lived in New York in the early 20th century, that although the halacha is clear, as throughout this parak of Lezer the Mila we've been learning that a baby's bris is doche Shabbos, that if a baby was born on Shabbos, his bris 8 days later is able to be done on Shabbos as well, if labor was induced, then such a baby boy would not have his bris be doche Shabbos. And where does that come from? The Gemara in today's Daf Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, towards the top line of Amud Beis, the Gemara records a machlokes Yotze Dofen. If you have a baby that was born with a C-section, Mishneish Lushtei Arlos, Rav Huna, Rav Chia, Rav Chadamer Mechalana Osa Shabbos, Chadamer Ein Mechalana Osa Shabbos. The Gemara is discussing a baby that was born with a C-section. The Gemara records the machlokes, and we paskin, as the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yerdei and Arachayim, that a baby that was born with a Yotze Dofen, a C-section, a cesarean, the halacha is that such a baby's bris is not doche Shabbos. And therefore, it's important, whenever you have a mohel, does a bris on Shabbos, he always clarifies, or he should clarify, whether the baby was born with a C-section or not. But Rav Henkin was of the opinion that if the baby was born through a labor that was induced, that as well has the status of a Yotze Dofen that wasn't a natural birth. But while this opinion of Rav Henkin apparently has not been accepted by other poskim, there are some rabbanim that suggest that if you have a baby that was born through an assisted delivery, the vacuum or with forceps, then such a baby's bris as well would not be doche Shabbos. The explanation for such an opinion is really based off a Rogatchover. The Tzafas Paneach and Simon Zion argues that the definition of a natural birth is such that the uterus pushed out the baby. In a case in which you have an assisted delivery, the uterus itself did not push out the baby, but rather through the assistance of the vacuum or the forceps, that's what led to the birth. And therefore, in such cases, there wouldn't be a pinyan haben, perhaps. And similarly, such a baby that was born on Shabbos, his bris would not be doche Shabbos. It would be categorized as a yotze dofen, similar to a C-section, like we learned in today's daf. But it seems that the majority of poskim aren't concerned about this either. Now, there can be a dimension of mitzius here. There's a little bit of medical reality that I'm not familiar with. Some svarim reference this idea that the stage of the birthing process, when they assist the delivery, is at a point already that halachically the baby is born. And therefore, regardless of the fact that they assisted delivery, they helped with the forceps or the vacuum, the baby was already born and already gained the status that the bris should be doche Shabbos. From my limited research, it's not so simple. I'm not sure whether I'm lacking the medicine or the halacha, but the truth is, even without this consideration, I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, and Rav Avadia Yosef, and other poskim as well, were all of the opinion that even a baby that was born through an assisted delivery, a forceps or a vacuum, if a baby was born on Shabbos, and his bris is 8 days later, his bris is able to be done on Shabbos.